Lazarus Rising, written and read by John Howard.
Towards the bottom of William Street, Earlwood, in the 1940s, there was a paddock. It was next to a baby health centre. Later, the paddock disappeared when a library and new baby health centre were built. Near the end of 1949, that paddock was a hive of activity as the nerve centre of the local efforts to re-elect Daniel Mulcahy as Labor member for the Division of Laing in the Federal Parliament. The Howard household at 25 William Street lay diagonally opposite this paddock. Mulcahy was the first Member of Parliament I had consciously set eyes on. He wore a three-piece suit and smoked a pipe. The Labor campaign team for Laing had put up a temporary shed on the paddock. Plenty of people, mainly men, came and went, picking up leaflets and generally looking very busy. This was my first contact with local grassroots election campaigning. Although the suburb of Earlwood then produced a Liberal vote of about 45 to 50%, the Labor Party never had much trouble in holding the seat. The other suburbs in Laing, like Campsie, Canterbury and Belmore, were very solidly Labor. I knew nothing about Mulcahy other than what my mother had told me. He lived in Darling Point in Sydney's wealthy eastern suburbs, owned a number of hotels, and by reputation was one of the most affluent MPs in the Parliament. I once saw him speaking outside the Earlwood Hotel. Later, I heard Liberal supporters say that he only turned up at election time, shouted the bar, and on the strength of that got re-elected. I'm sure that this was quite unfair and that he was probably a conscientious member, but that was the typecasting of political opponents. That Labor shed really interested me. I would stand on the edge of the paddock looking at it and the campaign workers milling around. They gave the impression of doing something important. Observing it began a lifelong fascination of mine with politics. This book is my story of that fascination, my career in Australian and world politics, and a commentary on the changes in Australian society and national life during the 60 years which have passed since I first gazed at that shed.